Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
back. Ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You know, it had a little technical issue, but we're back. Samsung, on this program, Samsung patents contact lenses with built-in cameras that project images directly to the eye. Okay, something a little crazy. Tiger Woods rules himself out of the Masters as 14-time major champion declares that he is not physically ready to play, and Princeton hears calls to rename Woodrow Wilson School. All right, and in France, it's okay to be a prostitute, but it's not okay to pay for one. And in case you didn't see this story, Bromani Jones is rocking a T-shirt on Mike and Mike in the Morning, so we're going to talk about that and much more. You're listening to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. Our call-in number is area code 323-693-3038. That's area code 323-693-3038. All right, now, before I go to that, I just want to remind our new listeners that Esprit Radio is a weekly news wrap-up show where we just talk about some things that's going on in the world. So there you have it for what we do. And you can check us out if you missed our shows in the archives at EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com. You can check us out in our archives. Now, our first story, the new single by Fife Dog, who died last month, has come out this week with portions of the proceeds going to charity. Now, the late hip-hop artist, wife Denisha, and manager Don Liverpool announced this week that Nutshell, which debuted this week and is available on iTunes, is released, and the video for the song was unveiled at the Apollo Theater this week, where a memorial celebration for his life is planned. Now, the family is donating 50% of the proceeds to the American Diabetes Association and the National Kidney Foundation. Now, Fife-born Malik Isaac Taylor passed away from complications of diabetes. His best known for his songs with Tribe Called Quest included Scenario and Bonita Applebaum, and I guess it's Relax Yourself. Yeah. Now, a judge approved a $20 billion settlement over the 2010 BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the largest environmental settlement in U.S. history and the largest settlement with a single entity. All right. Now, New York governors, the governors of New York and California, this week approved measures that will eventually boost the minimum wage in those states to $15 per hour. Now, New York's minimum wage will gradually increase over the next decade due to new measures, which also include 12 weeks of family paid leave, the longest of most the comprehensive leave plans in the nation. And California's Governor Jerry Brown also signed legislation this week to boost the state's minimum wage to a similar levels in the coming decade. I don't know what that means exactly, but he said that this is about economic justice. It's about people, is what Brown said, adding that California is the first state in the nation to commit to $15 minimum wage or hourly wage. They beat New York. New York did do it later in the week, so technically they were the first in the nation. And he also said that, he said this is an important day, not the end of the struggle, but it's important. It's an important step forward. Now, the president also made a comment about the minimum wage in a statement this week. He said that this action means more parents won't have to choose between their jobs and caring for new children. It means more workers can earn a higher wage to help make ends meet. Now, Congress needs to act and raise the federal minimum wage to expand access to paid leave for all Americans. We'll have to see how that goes. You know, Congress, they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Now, also, surrounded by world leaders, President Obama last week gave the peace sign as he gathered for a team photo during their two-day nuclear summit. Now, all eyes were on the president as the 54 other presidents and prime ministers joined him in Washington, D.C. for talks on Iran and terrorist threats involving nuclear weapons. Now, the president said that no terrorist group had succeeded in getting hold of a dirty bomb, but said that Al-Qaeda wanted to, and ISIL had already used chemical weapons in the Middle East. We have measurably reduced the risk, is what the president said, but he added the threat of nuclear terrorism persists and continues to evolve, and as ISIL is squeezed in Syria and Iraq, we can anticipate it lashing out somewhere else, as we've seen most recently in tragically in countries from Turkey to Brussels, is what the president said, using the, you know, acronym for, he used ISIS as an acronym. You know, he used it to call it by its actual name, ISIL. All right. Now, the president also this week praised nearly seven decades of peacemaking from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, by saying that it remains a key part of the foundation of the U.S. national security. Now, the president met with NATO Secretary General at the White House this week. That marks the organization's 67th anniversary. Now, the purpose of NATO, which was established in April 4th, 1949, has been to serve as an allied defense against aggressor nations, you know, such as Adolf Hitler, which spurred on the World War II a decade earlier. So after the World War, they decided that those allied nations need to come together because they came together against one nation, so they need to keep in contact. So that's what NATO does, in case you didn't know. All right, I just want to remind you, you're listening to ESPNet News on ESP Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. That's area code 323-693-3038. And again, if you missed our program, you can always check us out in the archives at espradio.soulofsyracuse.com. That's espradio.soulofsyracuse.com. Now, our next story, this is an interesting story for me. Bill Clinton has criticized Black Lives. Well, before I go to that, let's do another White House story because this one is going to get a little heated. But the White House has received a technology upgrade after a man responsible for designing and maintaining the offices at Facebook was brought in to renovate the dated equipment. Now, the president has had to contend with inferior technology over the last 7 years, which has led to some inevitable hiccups. The paper reported, the newspapers reported that one of the first jobs was to clear out the miles of discarded or not used Ethernet cables that and phone wires that were inside the walls of the building. Now, he stated that a staggering 13,000 pounds of cable, which were not serving a single purpose, needed to be removed. Now, the new computers and color printers were brought in along with an updated phone system and Wi-Fi that allows the White House aides to stream live events on Facebook and other places. He actually was from Facebook, so. And forgotten passwords will no longer be an issue, as users will now be required to log in with a PIN code and a chip-enabled smart card. So they're going to probably use their own ID and a PIN code. Now, that is updating their technology. All right. Now, Bill Clinton, the former president, Bill Clinton, criticized Black Lives Matter's protesters at a rally. Now, the reason I'm stumbling over this is because, of course, this does not look good for the Clintons again, but Bill Clinton angrily told Black Lives Matter's protester that they are defending the people who killed the lives you say matter, prompting criticism from Black voters who support Hillary that she's counting on as she runs for president. Now, the former president spent more than 10 minutes talking to protesters from the podium at a campaign rally in Philadelphia for his wife over the criticism that in 1994, the crime bill that he approved while president led to a surge in the imprisonment of Black people. So the video footage that Hillary defends the bill in 1994 by calling young people in gangs super predators who needed to be brought to heel have been widely circulated during the campaign by activists in the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, he said that, or she said, I'm sorry, I'm getting this mixed up. The former President Bill Clinton said, because he just said Clinton, the former President Clinton said, I don't know how you would characterize a gang leader who got 13-year-old kids hopped on crack. I think that's supposed to be hooked. But it says hopped on crack and send them out in the streets and murder African-American children. He shook his finger at the hecklers, according to the video that evening. He said, maybe you thought they were good citizens. She, Hillary Clinton, didn't. You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter, is what he told the protesters. And he said, tell the truth. Now, Bill Clinton last year said that he regrets signing the Violent Crimes Control and Law Enforcement Act into law because it contributed to the country's high incarceration rate of Black people for nonviolent crimes. Now, before I go any farther with that, I just want to say that he actually pretty much stepped into it on this one just with the whole Black Lives Matter issue, because his advisors, to me, did not do their job and to explain to the Clintons what that movement is all about. So it seems really strange to me. It seems really strange to me that somebody did not tell him All right, now our next story, ESPN personality Bromani Jones has admitted, first of all, he was opposed to the Cleveland Indians using the that uses of that Chief Wahoo mascot, and he broadcast his opposition kind of in the form of a T-shirt today while appearing on Mike and Mike, the sports show on ESPN. Now, the shirt that Jones wore mocked the Cleveland Indians logo, and it read Caucasians, the Indian in the same Indian script as the Indians script that ball club uses. Now, it was featuring a white man wearing a dollar sign as a headdress, and Cleveland claimed it was moving from that logo and went back to the block letter C. And but the owner, Paul Dolan, said that there was no plans to completely eliminate the logo. So he didn't eliminate the logo, so he wore this. So hopefully ESPN doesn't lose their mind, which we think they are, that he wore that shirt. Asked him to cover it up. He put on a jacket, but he left the jacket open. So we'll see how that pans out. And hopefully he won't get fired for that. But he was just making a point. How does that feel when you see that on TV? All right. Now, an Ohio judge, Beth Root, ruled that there's probable cause to charge Ronald Ritchie over the August 2014 911 call. Now, Ritchie called police to report a man waving a gun and pointing it at people in Walmart. Now, police who responded to the scene ended up shooting dead John Crawford III, who was holding a BB gun. It will be up to the prosecutors on whether or not to charge him, but the judge did rule that was probable cause. So here's what happened. He called 911 and said that this guy was threatening people, and all he was doing was standing in Walmart, and the police came in and shot him. But instead of charging the police officers who used excessive force, they may charge him for, false reporting making a false statement to 911. So we're going to see how that goes. I just wanted to make sure I did that story to keep that in the consciousness of everyone. Now, disgraced ex-House Speaker Dennis Haster was accused of sexual abuse by four boys, including one he paid $1.7 million in hush money. Now, the shamed, because he was a sham, Republican has been accused of molesting boys when he was a teacher and wrestling coach at Yorkville High School in Chicago in the 70s. Well, it's a Chicago suburb, by the way. Now, U.S. drug maker Pfizer Incorporated and Ireland-based Allergan formally announced that they were scrapping their $160 billion merger, marking a big win for President Obama this week, who had been pushing to curb the tax slashing aversion deals. Now, the announcement followed the unveiling of the new U.S. Treasury rules on Monday aimed to curb such deals. The merger would have allowed New York-based Pfizer to cut its tax bill by re-domiciling to Ireland, where the taxes are lower. So Pfizer said Wednesday that it had agreed to pay Allergan $150 million for reimbursement of expenses associated with the deal because they backed out. Now, a major part of the rules will involve more scrutiny to ensure that deals are close to being true mergers and not simply takeovers where the large U.S. companies allow a much smaller company to own it in a foreign locale with lower taxes. So this has been done before where a big company will purchase a small company and they would call it a merger so that their home becomes in another country. But caught them right on time. Hopefully our presidential candidates will speak about that as well. Several Quebec police officers engaged in sexual misconduct while working as UN peacekeepers in Haiti, including at least two who had children with Haitian women during their course of their mission, they are now brought up on charges. Now, relations between the troops and many Haitians have been strained, with critics accusing the force of having heavy-handed tactics, and tensions worsened last year after a unit of peacekeepers from Nepal were blamed by the people for an outbreak of cholera in Haiti. Now, the epidemic, which killed more than 6,200 people and sickened more than 438,000 people, is what the Haitian health minister said. So here you have it. And also, there was another peacekeeper who was arrested for sexual assault of some children in Haiti as well. Now, a new French law effectively shifts the criminality of prostitutes to the clients instead of the sex workers. Now, it has been met by protests from prostitutes of all people, but the French National Assembly this week passed a law 64 to 12, imposing a $1,707 fine for anyone who breaks that law. Now, under the new law, the previous ban on solicitation will be overturned, and a $5.4 million pot, I guess $5.4 million will be set aside annually to encourage sex workers to quit the trade. Now, some sex workers suggest the new law, it will obligate them to work in more secluded areas and away from police. About 60 workers protested the bill outside of Parliament as the final vote neared. Some carried signs reading, "Don't liberate me, I'll take care of myself." So the sex workers are essentially saying, hey, if you have us run out of ground, underground, it's going to be more dangerous for the workers. So you're trying to punish the clients, but the workers are putting themselves in dangerous situations where they don't know what the clients are going to do if they're too isolated. Now, author Gail Lumick Buckley's ambition, The Black Calhouns from Civil War to Civil Rights with One African-American Family, that's the name of it. The daughter of actress Lena Horne dives deep into her family history, detailing their experiences from the Civil War to the Civil Rights era, starting with her great-great-great-grandfather, Moses Calhoun, now a house slave who used the rare advantage of his education to become a successful businessman in post-war Atlanta. And from there, the two branches of her family that followed, one stayed in the South and the other settled in New York City. Now, she wrote a book, and it's just coming out, and I'm wondering how that movie is going to turn out, but it is going to be interesting. So this is Lena Horne's daughter, Gail Buckley, who wrote this story. So it's called The Black Calhouns, From Civil War to Civil Rights with One American Family. Sounds pretty interesting. A new study hints that genetics could play a role in developing melanoma, even if people don't get a lot of sunburns. Now, people who carry the ginger gene, or people who are redheads, are at greater risk of that deadly cancer, even if they never go out in the sun. Now, doctors from the Medical University of Vienna said carrying the gene for red hair is an independent risk factor for developing melanoma, the most deadly form of skin cancer. But some U.S. experts say that people shouldn't take that news as an excuse to bake themselves in the sun if you're not redhead, which is considered the major cause of skin cancers from people staying out in the sun. So they're saying, although they're doing this report, they're saying other people don't worry about that. Now, people with EU melanin, they're technically not talking to you. Just wanted to say that for the record. Just wasn't your story. Now, Princeton University has rebuffed calls to remove Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school. Now, a group of black students pushed for a name change, saying that the former U.S. president was a segregationist and held racist views. Now, the university said Monday that Wilson's accomplishments deserved to be recognized along with his faults. And Wilson led the U.S. during World War I and is often credited with inspiring the United Nations. So Wilson, a Democrat, served as president from 1913 to 1921, instituting many progressive reforms. However, he was a staunch supporter of segregationist policies, particularly in federal employment. Now, before the White House, he served as president of Princeton in New Jersey. While there, he blocked black students from attending the Ivy League university, and racial segregation in the U.S. was legal policy, or was a legal policy during his presidency. So just so that you know that there's still no excuse, but his cover was that since it was the policy of the country that he didn't want to break it, I guess is what they're trying to say. So if you're going to Princeton, Princeton is not changing their stance. All right, now regular doses of vitamin D3 may improve heart function and in heart failure patients, says a new British study. Now, it was the first evidence that shown that vitamin D can improve heart function in people who had heart muscle weaknesses known as heart failure. Now, the researchers explain that they avoided using calcium-based vitamin D supplements because calcium can cause other problems for heart failure patients. Now, while the sun helps the body make vitamin D, a new study says that too much exposure might actually lower the levels of the essential vitamin, and I guess tan skin may provide some protection against the harmful UV rays, but this increases the pigment blocks. I guess this increase in pigment blocks vitamin D synthesis and limits the skin ability to produce vitamin D, is what the researcher said in Brazil. So you want to take that for whatever that's worth. That was in Brazil. But mental note, they're talking about the vitamin D supplements that are the chemical-based vitamin D. So if you want to get vitamin D, just as a quick FYI, sarsaparilla tea, dandelion tea, nettle leaf tea. Hey, you can have as much of that as you want. You heard that from me. But that is, you know, vitamin D. Well, actually, it's iron. So it's going to create vitamin D in your system, so don't worry about it so much if you want to take those things. All you need is a little bit more iron, and that will help your body work fine. Now, United Airlines' flight from Hawaii to San Francisco was forced to turn around after pilots realized that they didn't have enough fuel. Now, the American Airlines plane was headed to San Francisco. After strong winds, they didn't predict, threatened to exhaust the plane's fuel, so they actually turned around. Now, I've seen this happen before. You know how they dump fuel over a large body of water if they have too much fuel. Well, this time, they said that they felt that the wind was going to be at their back when the wind was actually in front of them. So there you have it. They turned around. Amnesty International reported that there was a dramatic 54% increase in executions globally in 2015, with Iran and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia responsible for nearly 90% of them. The Human Rights Organization said that the figures of at least 1,634 people executed last year was up from the 1,061 from 2014. It does not include China, where they don't publish their numbers, and they consider the death penalty a state secret, so they won't tell you. Now, the Navy has loosened its tattoo rules for sailors, and sailors can have art on their neck, arms, and legs, is what the Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Mike Stevens, said. The Navy had to update its rules on tattoos because the bans were making it difficult to recruit young people who often have body art. Now, I don't know how I feel about that. It just seems a little crazy, but young people, if you want to go in the military, don't have body art. But I guess since they lifted it, carry on. That was just the Navy, though. nobody else. Now, the U.S. officials are saying that Russia has 1,648 warheads. Don't want to give one too many. Currently, which is about 1,500 the country is supposed to have in accordance to their new arms deals in between the two countries. So we don't know how this is going to play out, but they know how many warheads Russia has, and they have, 148 too many. I don't know what that means, but just keep me in the know. Now, a judge approved the $20 billion settlement over the 2010 BP oil spill, which is the biggest ever environmental payout in U.S. history. Now, the judge approved the $20 billion settlement and from that spill in the Gulf of Mexico. And the it's the largest civil settlement by a single entity. So if you didn't know, there you go. BP had it. And I know there was a lot of other settlements, but hey, they just got another one in there. Now, Tennessee ends their controversial law that puts drug-addicted pregnant women in jail instead of helping them seek treatment. Now, the fetal assault law states that women could be charged with aggressive aggravated assault with a maximum penalty of 15 years if their baby was born addicted or harmed by narcotics. But they took it away. Jeez. Don't know why that was, why it took them so long to do that. All right. Now, a Florida woman, Lisa Macris, who's 45, called 911 8 times after losing her car. She told police that she blacked out from drinking, and now she faces charges of misusing 911. So she was arrested, has a mugshot of her. I don't know how long you would be in jail for that, but she called them 8 times because she couldn't find her car. I don't know. There you go. Now, a woman, 33, was bitten by a tiger after sneaking into the Omaha Zoo. She pled guilty to trespassing. So Jacqueline Eady pled guilty on Monday in Omaha, Nebraska, and was fined $250 plus court costs. Prosecutors dropped 2 other misdemeanor charges in return for her guilty plea. But she snuck in, got bit, and no jail time for her. All right. Now, a middle school principal of the year is charged with drunk driving after narrowly avoiding a crash with her car 4 times while more than twice the legal limit is what she was. Deborah Gately, who's principal of the Denham Middle School in Massachusetts, was slurring and had bloodshot eyes when she was pulled over this week, is what police said. And I think in her mugshot, her eyes are pretty still bloodshot red. So she had more than 2 times, but she was arrested. There you go. Now, it's estimated that most Americans will consume about 3,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches over the course of their lifetime. I didn't know this, but they are just saying that most kids start eating peanut butter and jelly at the age of 4, but 3,000? I don't know what to say about 3,000. I just want to remind you, you're listening to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us at area code 323-693-3038. I just want to say hey to everyone online. And if you're listening in the archives, you know, we're live on Thursdays. You can always call in 323-693-3038. Now, Harvard, Stanford, and Princeton hit record low acceptance rates this year, with just 1 in 20 applicants getting in. Harvard posted an admissions rate of 5.2%, less than last year, all-time low score of 5.3%. Now, Stanford is even more selective and let 4.7% of their applicants in. So I guess everybody's being picky, or everybody is, qualifying to go to college. So we'll see how that goes. I'm sure they didn't ask their legacy students in that low acceptance rate. I'm just saying. Now, Catholic school teacher and mother of one had a relationship with one of her students and sit explicit messages at work. Now, Jessica Berlin, who taught seventh to ninth graders at, get this, at the Mother Teresa High School in Ontario, this is in Canada, is accused of having a relationship with one of her students, but she was at the Mother Teresa School and still she didn't see that coming. All right. A woman lured a married man, or women, because it was more than one, lured married men into hotels through online dating, fake dating apps at that, and robbed them with a male accomplice. Now, Autumn Bailey, who's 28, of Cleveland, Georgia, would post a fake ad on such sites like Craigslist and claim that she was going through a divorce and seeking a long-term relationship, is what police said, and then they robbed them. I know, didn't see that coming either. Now, Facebook is training, I guess, they're training their computers to become seeing eye guides for blind and visually impaired people as they scroll through their pictures that are posted on the online social network. So it would describe the feature like two people smiling or something like that. Now, the feature was rolled out this week on Facebook's iPhone app that interprets what's in a picture using a form of artificial intelligence that recognizes faces and objects. Now, the iPhone built-in screen reader voiceover must be turned on for the Facebook photo descriptions to be read, but for now, the feature will only be available in English. So the descriptions initially will be confined to vocabulary of 100 words and a restriction that will prevent the computer from posting a lot of details. So you don't want it to start saying, you know, someone has an ugly hat on. Like, you just don't want it just to go a little too far. So just want to make sure that they restrict the vocabulary of their AI. I guess they're taking a note from Microsoft from that whole fiasco of having a racist artificial intelligence program on the website. We'll have to see how that goes. Now, Matthew Shane Webster, 38, was indicted in January 2015 on charges of having some kind of contact with one of his students. 5 months later, he married the alleged victim, 18-year-old Amy Cox. Now, according to the Alabama state law, Cox may decide to testify for or against her husband, but cannot be forced to take the stand. Now, in recent court filings, the district attorney, Pamela Casey, slammed the what she called a sham marriage and cites reasons why Cox should be compelled to testify. Now, the trial against Webster, a former math teacher and track coach, is slated for April 25th, so I know I'm going to have more on this. But his wife divorced him, and immediately he married the kid that was in high school that he was allegedly have. Well, I guess it was alleged that he slept with her. Okay, this is just news. It's not me. Now, a cheat retreat. Now, a dating website to buy a private island for illicit encounters, and will even take they'll even fake offices so that guests can Skype home and pretend that they're at work. Kitted out with individual accommodations, a spa, even a STI test on arrival, and the sex resort is off of the coast of Portsmouth, which is to be named Illicit Retreat. It's expected to open in 2017. What the heck is this world coming to? Illicit Retreat. There we have it. Now, on that note, let me just go bring in the commiss. Hey, Kathleen, sorry to bring you on and my messy story once again. But it had to happen. how are you?
Yeah, I wasn't commenting about that one. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I did have something I wanted you to comment on, because I don't know if you heard the story about Bill Clinton going off on the Black Lives Matter protesters?
No, I saw something in I saw something online, but you know, I'm writing my thesis, so I said that's got to wait until May 21st.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
what I
so
did look
you...
at was Hillary Clinton at Black Girls Rock, but you know, that was hilarious.
Yeah, you know, because I want to talk about that because Black Girls Rock, because they were not moved by her. They were rocks in there for real. Like, they just kind of looked at her like she was crazy.
That picture was priceless.
It sure was. And I don't. Here's what I don't understand. And I know I do that for a living, but I don't understand why people close to the Clintons don't tell them that they got a problem.
They got a problem.
Right. So here's what Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton said that he was on stage, had some protesters, and what he said was. That I guess I can't think of how he said it, but he says that I don't know how you could characterize a gang leader who got a 13-year-old kid hooked on crack and send him out into the streets to murder African-American children. And he's shaking his finger. This is what Bill Clinton is saying. And he says, maybe you thought they were good citizens, but she, Hillary Clinton, doesn't. You are defending the people who kill the lives you say matter, is what he told the protester. And he said, tell the truth. Now, Bill has lost his mind because Bill Clinton last year said that he regrets signing the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act into law because it contributed to the high incarceration rates of Black people for nonviolent crimes. So during that time, you know, Hillary Clinton said in 94, she called young people super predators and who need to be brought to heel. And so she apologized for that recently as well. But in Philadelphia, he recently went on for like 10 minutes yelling at protesters. Here's what I want to say to Clinton's people, just so that you know. Just because they're Black don't mean that every organization is talking about violent Black people. Black Lives Matter is not an organization talking about all things that are concerning all Black people. See, that's what's racist about that statement that he said. You guys are talking about people who prey on Black people. Isn't that what he said? I mean, did you get that from what he said?
I don't get anything from what he said. I'm so confused.
Well, so what he was saying, yeah, because he said it kind of like he was in a back room smoking a whatever, drinking, right? He said that Black Lives Matter should be more concerned about the Black people who are out killing Black people, essentially, is what he's saying. So Black Lives Matter, they're protesting the government killing Black people. But he's telling Black Lives Matter, don't worry about that. Worry about the Black people. See, that's a Black people argument. So there is so many articles out now that I've seen on social media when people said that, Bill Clinton, you are not honorary Black. You don't get to talk like that. So I think it's interesting to me. But anyway, that was his story, is that he felt
and
like he could.
Do it.
Hey, he's going to apologize tomorrow. I can tell you that because Hillary, if nobody's telling her, I think in New York State, I think those numbers from her returns is going to show that Black people are not feeling the Clintons because they count them out. You know, when you run for office and you don't think that Black people matter, you don't really campaign to them. So you know how this is going to go. So I'm surprised that you didn't hear more about that, or you're busy, but.
I'm not surprised. I don't hear anything. Actually, they didn't talk about it on NPR or any of those other stations, because that's what I listen to. Like I said, I saw it online, just a little hint of it. I saw the Black Girls Rock. That was big. But still plenty.
I was impressed by the Black Girls Rock, by the way.
Oh,
I'm proud of those girls. No. By that image, I didn't watch it either.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? With the girls just sitting there kind of stoic, like, looking at her like she's crazy.
Oh, yes, I love that. Yes, I did. That was great.
Yep, and at the same time, they were reporting that she got a standing ovation and everybody was happy. But those pictures tell a whole. Yeah, pictures tell a whole new story. There you go. There you go, Hillary. She got some work to do. That's what it looked like to be.
That's right.
Hey, we'll have to.